AFA congratulates Alaska Air flight attendants after a thwarted terrorist incident. TSA backtracks on backscatter scanners. And the Air Force institutes a civilian hiring freeze. This is Aero News for Wednesday, January 23, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. NORAD says in a statement that it had intercepted an Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 last Thursday and escorted it to Seattle International Airport following an anonymous tip that there might be a hijacker on board. The FBI office in Honolulu, where the flight originated, said that the caller had identified the potential hijacker on board Alaska Airlines Flight 819 last Thursday by name. The flight landed without incident in Seattle, and a man was detained for questioning by authorities. It was not known how long he remained in custody, according to the French news service AFP. The Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, said in a statement that it recognizes the professionalism of the flight attendants on Alaska Airlines Flight 819 after being alerted to a suspicious person on board as fighter jets escorted the aircraft safely to Seattle. The statement reads, quote, "The flight attendants on board Flight 819 demonstrated professionalism and composure despite irregular events. These two qualities are vital for flight attendants who are the first responders for in-flight emergencies of all kinds. These AFA flight attendants took immediate action and performed their role flawlessly. Through preparedness and vigilance, the flight attendants helped to ensure that all passengers on board Flight 819 arrived safely and without disruption. We applaud our colleagues for their teamwork and for providing a shining example of the role of flight attendants as the last line of defense," says Jeffrey Peterson, the AFA president at Alaska Airlines. Well, TSA reports on its official blog that the backscatter X-ray devices that raised serious concerns about privacy in the airport screening process are being removed from airports around the country at the expense of the company that built them. Congress mandated as a part of the FAA's Modernization and Reform Act of 2012 that all TSA body scanners should be equipped with automated target recognition, ATR, by June 1, 2012, a deadline that was later extended to June 1st of this year. TSA's blogger Bob Burns, writes that at this point all millimeter wave units have been equipped with ATR, but even with the extension to 2013, Rapiscan was unable to fulfill their end of the contract and create the ATR software that would work with backscatter units. As a result, TSA terminated the contract with Rapiscan in order to comply with the congressional mandate. All Rapiscan AIT units currently operational at checkpoints around the country, as well as those stored at the TSA Logistics Center, will be removed by Rapiscan at their expense and stored until they can be redeployed to other mission priorities within the government. By June 1, 2013, travelers will see only machines which have ATR that allow for much faster throughput. TSA says that means faster lanes for the traveler and enhanced security. Air Force senior leaders directed a force-wide civilian hiring freeze, among other workforce actions, in a memorandum sent to senior commanders on January the 16th. The actions are part of the Air Force's efforts to avoid impacts to core readiness caused by the looming possibility of sequestration and budgetary shortfalls. Civilian pay makes up a large share of the Air Force's operating budget, with budgetary uncertainty and a projected fiscal year 2013 $1.8 billion shortfall in the Air Force funding for overseas contingency operations. Air Force leadership is taking these immediate actions to reduce the force's expenditure rate. The temporary hiring freeze applies to all positions that are open to applicants outside the Air Force for permanent, temporary, and term vacancies. The memo states hiring actions already in progress where a selection was made will continue, but external hiring actions where a job offer has not been made will be withdrawn. Additionally, commanders are directed to immediately release temporary employees and not renew term employees. All temporary and term employees, to include reemployed annuitants that are not considered mission critical, should be separated in accordance with already established procedures. Reassignments and promotions within the current workforce, however, will continue because they do not affect the current force size. SkyVector has launched its World FBO Directory, which is projected into its popular online chart viewer. Pilots around the world use SkyVector's service to view worldwide aeronautical charts while making use of flight planning services and graphical weather depictions offered by the site. The new World FBO directory integrates into SkyVector's mapping interface, displaying real-time fuel prices on the charts in relevant currencies and units of measure. Users can filter for FBO's features and facilities, including participation in fuel card programs or amenities offered. International in scope, all information in the SkyVector World FBO directory will be freely accessible, with no embargoed information. When Aero News continues, Embraer and Augusta Westland team up in Latin America. Qantas expands its domestic fleet, and a special day for those with special needs.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, January 23rd. I'm Glenn Moyer. Embraer SA and Augusta Westland have signed a memorandum of understanding aiming at establishing a joint venture which could lead to the production of Augusta Westland helicopters in Brazil to be marketed for both commercial and military use in Brazil and Latin America. Preliminary studies by Embraer and Augusta Westland show strong market potential for twin-engine medium-lift helicopters, especially to meet the requirements of the offshore oil and gas market. Other key market sectors, such as executive transport and military, show promising potential as well. The partners aim at establishing the joint venture within a few months, once a final agreement has been reached and the relevant approvals have been obtained. Bombardier Aerospace announced today that Australia's largest domestic and international airline, Qantas Airways Limited, has placed a firm order for 3 Q400 next-gen turboprop airliners. Based on the list price for the Q400 next-gen aircraft, the contract is valued at approximately $98 million. Qantas will use the aircraft to strengthen its extensive network in the Australian domestic market. The Q400 aircraft has been vital to Qantas' rapid expansion in regional Australia over the past 5 years. This order will increase to 31 the number of Q400 and Q400 next-gen airliners operated by Qantas. The airline also operates 2 Bombardier-8200s, 3 Q200s, and 16 Q300 aircraft. Well, no matter how you slice it, 2012 was a good year for GE Aviation. The company posted a profit of $3.75 billion over 2011, equating to a 7% increase. The fourth quarter was strong as well, with the company's profits increasing 22% over the same period in 2011, according to a report appearing in Air Transport World Online. The fourth quarter revenues were $5.47 billion, an 11% increase. GE also announced the acquisition of Italian aerospace company Avio during 2012. The company said in a statement at the time, the $4.3 billion deal was announced that it would, quote, further GE's participation in jet propulsion, one of the most attractive sectors of the aviation industry, end quote. This Saturday, the Evergreen Aviation and Space Museum will dedicate a full day of activities and learning workshops to serve people of all ages with special needs, whether they be physical or mental disabilities. It's all part of the museum's annual Reaching for the Stars Day, according to the website Oregon Live, powered by the Oregonian. Larry Wood, Evergreen Aviation and Space Museum director, said, quote, the primary core of the mission of the museum is to inspire and educate, and that's everybody, not just aviation buffs, but kids and people with special needs. The event is an opportunity for special needs kids and adults to come to the museum and not feel singled out, end quote. Hands-on activities will be available, such as launching paper rockets, dressing up like an astronaut, as well as opportunities to learn about the artifacts in the museum. Additionally, various organizations, including Autism Speaks, Team Shine Cheerleading, Special Olympics of Oregon, and Providence Hospital in Newburgh will be hosting booths at the event. It's all about reaching for the stars at the Evergreen Aviation and Space Museum in Oregon. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.